Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, just go ahead and switch on your computer, please.
I have to connect the modem first.
All right.
I'm doing that. So just hang on, okay?
Okay.
Okay, computer's starting up.
Okay, once it will be on, let me know. I'm
okay.
Going to show you something. Actually, yesterday you went to the branch to transfer the money from your cash investment account into your Access Advantage account. You remember I told you to go there and do this? You remember?
Yes.
And they didn't allow you because they told you it will take 40 minutes or either you have to do it online, correct?
No, I have to be in the investment. I have to be in my investment savings account. I have to do another sign-on from my ANZ sign-on to another sign-on.
Yeah, I understand. But after that, I told you get back to your home and switch off your computer so that I will talk to the ANZ or head office, okay? And I will call you tomorrow morning in the 9 o'clock. But today I am late because I was busy in my meeting, okay? And we just checked everything, okay? The Harsha Vardhan Mysa account is blocked. It is not working anymore, okay? So
okay.
You don't have to make any payment in that account, okay? Because might be he got suspicious that we caught the three hackers. You remember we found the three hackers?
Yes.
And right now they are under our custody. So who gave you idea to change your modem?
Me. You said that the modem has been bugged. So I thought, okay, I'll just get a new modem.
No, I told you we have updated the security. Now it is absolutely working fine. Okay, so now if you want, if you are thinking to change your modem, that is not the solution. It will be useless waste of money. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to. All right, just wait. Give me some moment. It is on right now, computer.
Yep, it's working.
And as I told you, sir, until our security and the investigation will get completed, okay, you can see your actual balance only on your computer screen, not physically. You remember yesterday before going to the branch, okay, I have shown you your money and everything, correct?
Yeah, you did show me that.
Okay, I'm going to do that once again. Okay, just go ahead and log in into your ANZ. I'm going to clear your doubt. Log in into your ANZ, please.
Okay, well, I'm not going to do any more transfers. I'm never going to transfer that money out of my investment account, okay?
Okay, I told you because of your safety and security, okay, it is not I'm not doing it, okay, by my wish. ANZ actually, they the head office are giving us an instruction, okay, to complete the security work in order to catch the bank employee and the rest of the hacker.
I'm still not doing it, okay? I'm just really upset and distressed with it.
Okay.
That's my car. I want to buy a car. And that 40 grand is my new car.
Okay.
Whether I can see it or not, if you can fiddle one screen, then you can fiddle two.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Screen just went blank.
Okay, leave it as it is. Leave it as it is. Your system is rebooting itself, okay? And did you check your cash investment account as well or not?
No. I just looked at the access account and it shows me transferring money out of my...
Okay, don't touch anything. Just wait. Let me clear your doubt, okay? Don't touch anything. You remember, as I told you, we have already transferred the money, 20,000, into your cash investment account as well. So I'm going to show you that as well, okay? Hold on, just wait, okay? First of all, let me check the security. Are you there?
Yeah.
Now, please do not touch anything, otherwise the statement which I have deactivated for you, just for your doubt, okay, it will get active again if you will touch it. What do you see now?
Okay, my cash investment account does have 41 grand in it.
See, and your online savers account is, you have 40 grand. This is actually your real balance, okay? Yesterday, when I told you to go to the branch and transfer the money from your cash investment account to your Access Advantage account, before that, we already transferred the money, 20,000, into your cash investment account. You was not making any payment from your own pocket, okay? I told you that money will be hidden just to divert the mind of the bank employee who is working for the hacker. That's the reason you and the bank employee will not able to see that money in there. Okay,
when I went to my online saver account, it shows all that money being transferred out.
Yeah, actually, I think you went you went to check your savers account from the branch or ATM, right?
No, I did it from my computer.
Computer, okay.
Like only $830.
Yeah, actually, whenever you will touch it, okay, then what will happen? Your fake statement, which we have activated, okay, it will be removed from there. That's the reason you are not able to see your actual balance every time, okay? Once our security work will be done, then after that everything will be sorted, okay?
Okay.
All right? Yeah, now log out from your account, okay, and log into your cash investment account.
I'm not going to do that. Can you just take that money back?
No, it is not possible for us, okay? And that is not the solution, because this is your account and we don't have the authority to take out the money from your account without your knowledge and without your permission. We can put the money, okay,
but
we cannot.
So I can transfer your money brand somewhere to you.
First of all, do one thing, log in into your ANZ cash investment account, okay? Not your normal account. How you log in, just do that, please.
I don't want to do it.
So this is for your safety and security, otherwise I won't be able to complete the investigation, okay? Today is the last day, okay? Please try to understand.
Just a minute.
Mm-hmm. How you normally log in into your cash investment account? You remember
I've
or not?
I've done it for about a year.
Okay, I will guide you in that case. In that case, I will guide you. Just go ahead and first of all get your details, please.
To sign on to internet, I've always signed in through my customer. You sign into your bank account, and then you click on something and you go to the investment account.
How you do that? You don't remember how you do that?
Yeah, I do. Go on. I'll do that.
Okay. Your system will reboot automatically, okay?
Oh, okay. Is it possible for me to see one of your policemen come and talk to me and tell me this is genuine?
So, you remember I told you that we are going to update the security into your modem as well, and we will check the security, you remember?
Yeah.
Definitely,
if
once
have
the
policemen come around, one of them could pop up and say, "Dougie, it's all right."
No, sir. Actually, the technician which is going to arrive, okay, for the security checkup of your modem, okay, actually he is the undercover officer, okay. So he will show you everything, okay. But before that, let me complete the security work. It is not completed yet, okay. Hold on. But yesterday you told me when you was in the bank, okay, you told me you have the different login details to log in into your investment account. You have the different login details, you told me.
That's right.
So why you are trying to log in into your normal account? You don't have to log in into your normal account.
That is how I always got there. I always went to the normal account, and then there was a button on the top to say investment account, and you clicked on that, and it then gave you a warning that you were signing out of your ANZ account, and then you were transferred into the investment account. That's what always happens.
Are you sure?
Yeah. And then you could trade shares, transfer your money back enforce or do anything. That's what happened.
Okay.
I so just have a, they sold this account to CMC. So now it's going to be different. I don't know what will happen.
CMC, right?
CMC, yeah. That's a big share handling company.
Okay, hold on. Don't touch anything. This is the CMC account, right?
Oh, this like is your CMC account.
This one, you are that. No, actually, our server is helping us to do that, okay? You are connected with our secure server.
Okay, well, I don't want to transition. I want to sign in to... Oh, I invest share investing. Oh, so maybe I have to sign in to CMC.
Okay, click on that. Okay, hold on. Scroll down a little bit. Scroll it down. Now, can you see I have set up my account?
Yep.
Click on that. Now, it is asking you, see, your username and password. I think you have the details with you.
Yep.
Get it, please.
Okay, username.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
a minute.
Take your name. And after putting the password, okay, don't click on anywhere. You have to give a click on the I symbol. In that password box, there is an I symbol. Click on that first. After putting the password, click on the I symbol and check it is correct. Then scroll down, a little bit. Now click on login after that if it is correct. Now you are logged in.
Yep.
See, you are getting so many pop-up, right?
Yeah.
You are, because you are logging in that account from, I think, very long time, after long time, okay? That's the reason you will get all the security automatically updated in there, okay?
Okay. Okay, you can see my shares. Where's the transfer money button?
Sir, I don't know. First of all, check your shares first of all.
Yes, wait a minute.
How you check your shares?
Good point. This is new. I've never been in here before.
Yeah.
Go to the top,
extremely top. Now see, there is an option, summary, product, news.
That is the summary, so it's not telling me anything. Just a minute. Oh, God.
click on your account. Account.
That's not it. There's a glamour just walked past the front door.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is your account, right?
Oh, there's my money, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, they transfer funds there.
Yeah, click on that option.
I don't want to transfer my funds.
Sir, actually, you're not transferring your fund, okay? All right? Actually, you remember I told you, I have shown you.
I know,
you keep saying that.
Yeah. I just don't want to do it. I'm just kidding.
Sir, this is for your safety and security.
Oh, no,
otherwise, no, absolutely not. You will not lose any of your single penny. And you are getting the $800 as a reward money as well. Because yesterday I told you to make a payment of $19,200,
okay? Oh, and how am I going to pay $19,000 to somebody?
Sorry?
How am I going to pay that $19,200 to somebody?
Because we already transferred your $20,000 into your cash investment account and it is hidden in there, okay? I will explain you everything. First of all, click on transfer and check it is working or not. Check it, please.
Okay, this probably won't work until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow?
Probably. This is CMC, remember, not ANZ. How to withdraw your funds from the settlement account? Link one. Link to an external account. Done that.
So you don't, you didn't transfer the money earlier from your account, from this account to another account?
No.
You didn't?
No. It's gone into a help screen, which is how to withdraw.
No, no, I'm asking you, have you ever transferred the money in the past from your, you have, right?
I have.
From
it's all set up to the Access account.
Okay.
But it won't go there today. This is a different bank.
So I think, no, I think your account is linked in the investment account, right?
It's linked.
So just go and check whether it is linked or not, it is working or not, okay? Go to that option. No, a transfer fund. I think you have to go to transfer fund option. Okay, yeah, this is your account, I think, right? Correct?
I've never seen that bank account.
Hold on. Let me check, okay? You don't have to do anything.
I think that's my investment account.
No, hold on. Let me check. Hold on. Don't do anything right now. First of all, I need to confirm everything from my end.
Savings account.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, that is your savings account, 2635938. 872. Yeah, that is your savings account, okay?
Yeah.
You need to. Yeah. So that means, sir, in your investment account, your savings account is linked, okay? Now select your savings account. Hold on. Don't touch anything. You don't have to add anything. Select your savings account.
What do you mean?
You need to select it. Click on that account.
VSB number.
Yeah, put in there.
I don't know what that is.
Sir, the BSB number is already showing over there, okay? 016370. It is already there. That is your BSB number.
So what am I going to do?
Hold on. Don't touch anything. The server is going to. Hold on. Don't move anything. The server is going to perform. Hold on. Leave the control, please. Leave the control. Now, in the BSB number box, okay, just type your BSB number. I'm going to tell it to you, 016370. Put it in there.
Why do I have to repeat that?
Because it is not selecting by itself, okay? Now, in the account number, put your savers account number, which is showing over there, 263. No, you're making a mistake.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
2635. Yeah. 93872. 9372. Just check it is correct.
Yep, it's correct.
Now scroll down, scroll down. Trading pin, hold on, hold on, go to the top, go to the top. Scroll up. It is not asking you the amount, okay. Alright, scroll down now. Scroll it down.
No, you don't need to do this. It's already set up. All you need to do is do the transfer.
Okay, just do how you do that. Just check me. Just let me check.
This does not have to be set up. It's already
right
there.
Then click on so transfer. Click on transfer fund.
No, I don't want to do this. And, you know, you're saying it's not. I'm just getting really upset. Yes,
so
I'm trying to account.
For, yeah, this is for your safety and security, okay? Try to understand. This is for your safety and security. And I have to complete this investigation as soon as possible. And until you do this, I won't be able to do that. So in the amount box, put the amount 20,000, not the whole amount, okay? 20,000.
Oh,
have you done?
No, carrying on like a pork chop here. Okay, just a minute, I'll check my zeros.
Okay.
Yep.
Now put the pin number. You remember the trading pin number?
Yeah, yeah, I'm looking.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, I can't find it.
Urgent. It is urgent. Check your notebook or your diary. I think you have written somewhere your details.
I must have it, yeah.
Check it. It is urgent, ma'am. It is required right now. Get it, please.
Okay, I'll get another diary. Just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got my pin, just a minute.
Okay.
Okay, just a minute. Okay. You ready? 6295, yeah, got it. Okay, I'll request transfer.
Okay.
I don't know what it's doing. It may have timed out. It's not letting me transfer.
Hold on. It is not letting you?
No. It's got a little circle with a crossbar on it when I click on request transfer.
Okay, go to the top, extremely top. Give a click on fund transfer once again. I think it is timed out, okay? Now go to the bottom. Yeah, go to the bottom, put the amount.
Okay, I'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Transfer receipt. 15th of the 3rd. So it's done something. But I don't think that'll be there till tomorrow.
Okay, you do one thing. Go to the top, scroll up.
Just while I write down this receipt number.
Okay.
Okay. Go to the top, yeah.
Scroll up, extremely up. Scroll it up.
Yep.
Click on your accounts. Accounts. Just after the account information. Okay.
$1,530. So it's gone.
Okay, it takes some time, okay? You do one thing, do not touch anything, your system will reboot automatically, I think. Hold on. It will take some time. Alright, you there?
Yep.
Yeah, I think you are absolutely right, okay? It takes some time to reach in your online saver account, okay?
Yeah, because this is a different company, it's going to be overnight.
Okay. No, it is not a different... it is not a different company. Actually, you are making a payment to ANZ Banking Group, right?
Yeah, but from CMC.
Yeah, CMC, yeah, correct. Okay, hold on.
Wait a minute. If the ANZ bank account being transferred between ANZ bank accounts, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't done this before.
Okay,
I sold some shares in 2020. So I haven't done it since then.
Okay, just wait a moment. Let me have a word with the head office, okay? Of ANZ.
Okay.
Hold on. All right, so you're there?
Yep.
Okay, I had a word with them, okay? It could be any time in there within 24 hours, okay? It is not actually fixed time that after 24 hours or 12 hours. It could be any time in there. It might take 2 hours, it might take 6 hours, it might take 8 hours as well, okay? It could be any time in there. All right, now do one thing, sir. First of all, close your bank account, please. Close it.
Close my share account.
Yeah, close it. And get back to the home screen.
That now says login. So.
No, you don't have to log in anymore because we just checked it. It is not in there. Okay, it will take some time. All right. As
okay.
I told you, it could be take.
It takes 24 hours,
and it could be there before 24 hours as well, okay? Now,
okay.
What you need to do, sir, have a look on your screen. You will get an option over there, Talks Manager. Click on that, Talks Manager. And after that, give a click on Performance. Now, leave your computer as it is. Don't touch it, okay? Until the transfer which you have made, it will get credited into your online savers account, okay? We won't be able to do anything. And the Harsha Vardhan Mahisa account is no more active. I think yesterday he got to know that we are looking for him and we caught their partner. I don't know what he thought after that. He just blocked his account and it is not working anymore, and just because of that we are not able to track his location anymore. Okay, so
okay.
What we need to do, we need to wait until this transfer will made into your online savers account, and we are just checking all the security of your banking as well, and we are trying to unhide all those accounts which was hidden into your account, and we are trying to unhide the hacker's account, okay? right, from your account. So what do you need to do? You have to leave everything as it is. Don't touch anything, okay? And don't do online shopping and online banking, because still we have activated the fake statement into your banking. If you will log in into your banking, you will get confused again that why the money it is not showing in there. It is because it is still active. So this is the reason. Don't log in into your online banking account, okay? Until I will let you know, all right? And you don't have to change your modem. Your modem is absolutely working fine. If you will buy a new modem, it will be waste of money, okay? So what I am going to do, 2 o'clock, okay, I'm going to call you back, okay? 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Just for 5 minutes, and I will give you all the updates, okay? Then I will let you know what we need to do, all right? And I believe within 24 hours, everything will be sorted, then everything will be normal, okay, and you can start using and you can do anything, all right?
Okay.
All right, I will call you at 2 o'clock, okay, wait for my call, all right? Till then, you do your own work, okay, but don't shut down the computer and don't log in into the shopping website and online banking.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Yeah, you want to say anything?
No.
All right, okay. Thank you very much for your cooperation.
Pay with his 20 grand for 19,200.
Sir, until I will get all the update, okay, because till now I have not seen any money laundering or any activities going on in your account, okay, from the hacker side. That means your account is safe. You don't have to make any payment to anyone, okay, till now. All right, once I will see anything wrong going on, then I will let you know. But till now, everything is absolutely working fine, so you don't have to pay anything to anyone.
But eventually, I have to get rid of that 20 grand. How am I going to get rid of it? Who am I going to give it to? You don't know yet.
Sir, if I will see everything is okay, nothing is wrong, then we will take that money. I will give you the head office details to you. You can pay it through check or by going to the branch as well, okay? But till now, you have to keep that money into your account and it is safe, okay? Don't worry about money, all right?
Okay.
But don't log in, don't log in into your account, because still the fake statement is active, okay?
Okay.
All right? Thank you. I will give you a call back at 2 o'clock. Suppose if I will be late, wait for my call. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay, 2 o'clock. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye. Take care. Bye.